Okay, today's daf is Chulin, daf Kuf Mem Aleph. This is the second to last daf here in the Masechta, and we continue in Perek Shiluach HaKan. If you think back to the various prakim that we've had various mitzvahs related to the mitzvah of Shechita, or that's really the yisod of the whole Masechta, Shechita and all the halachas of Shechita, and the treifas, and Shechita of Ben Pakua, and Shechita is one of the halachas of Kashrus, what's kosher, what's not kosher, and that's, we had them in the middle of the Masechta, we had the sugyas of Gid Hanasha, and the sugyas of Basa B'chalav, and then the last couple of prakim we have a number of other mitzvahs, Zerov, L'chaim, and the Keva, which is not in the Rambam in Hilchas Shechita, which a lot of the other halachas discuss in the Masechta, because that's in Hilchas Bikurim, which is all about Matnas Kahuna, that was brought in here because it was related to some of the other parts of the animal. But all the other halachas that we discuss in this Masechta are really in the Rambam in Hilchas Shechita. The Rambam had just had a little different order. Right? We have towards the end, here we had Kisi Adam much earlier, but then we had Reishis Hageiz, which is also not in Shechita, because Reishis Hageiz and Zerol Chaim Akeva are Matnas of the Kohen. And then Shiluch HaKan, we end off with, the Rambam has it a little differently. The Rambam has the halachas of Osoves Beno in Perek Yud Beis. Perek Yud Gimel he has Shiluach HaKan, and Perek Yud Dalet he has Kisi Adam. Right, so a little different order than we have it. Kisi Adam all the way at the end, if you remember, we discussed the lumdus of Kisi Adam as the Gemar Shechita, somehow. And there's a lot of rayas to that Kisi Adam is, yes, an independent mitzvah, but also related to the Shechita as well, in terms of somebody does the Shechita, is there an adifus that he himself is the one that's able to cover, and if somebody takes it from him, then he has to pay 10 zehuvim, right, that's the source of that whole halacha of Kisi. But either the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel has all the halachas of Shiluach HaKan. I just wanted to read the halachas. Yesterday we had a number of tekus that the Gemara ended off with, is there a mitzvah? If there's a chatzitza, if there's another layer of eggs, we ended off with tekus. What's the halach in all those cases? In all those cases for the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. So the Rambam says, in those cases, Perek Yud Gimel, halacha Yud Gimel, 13:13. Haisa ma'afefes, and we're going to get to where the middle, right? We're at Ikata Amre, about six lines up from the bottom, which we'll read the second version in a minute, but let's just already read the Rambam now that we have it. Haisa ma'afefes im kanafeha no goes bakan. If it's hovering above the kan, if the wings are touching the bird, touching the nest, chayav l'shaleach. Vim lo hayu no goes, it's much higher up, pater milashaleach, that is not a shiluch hakan situation. If the mother is too high, haisa matlis o kanafayim chotzesos bein kanafeha uvein akan. If there's a garment, if there are feathers in between, hareze mishaleach v'im lo shilach ein aloket. You should, but you're not going to get malchus for it. Meaning sveka d'dina. Sveka d'dina is a teku, so you should savik daraisa. But if you didn't, there's not going to be any malchus. Hayu shnei sidre beitzim v'knafeh no goes b'seder ha'elyon. As we had, if there are two layers of eggs and the wings are touching the upper one, oshaisa rovetes al beitzim muzaros v'tachteim beitzim yafos, or it is on the infertile eggs, and under them are beitzim yavos. Osha isa aim al gabe aim, or an aim on an aim. Right, Arkamar had aim on an av. Aim on an aim. Osha isa hazachar al hakein va aim al hazachar. Harez elo yikach v'im lakach yishalach v'im lo shilach ein aloke. Again, don't take the bird, the eggs without sending away the mother. If you did, you should send. And if you didn't send, ein aloke. Because in all these cases, we're going to be machmir. Machmir all around. The Rambam is not talking about kavana, as Rashi spoke about in yesterday's daf. He just said the knafayim are no goes in the upper one, so it doesn't have to do maybe with kavana. Okay, a couple of other important points, but again, that's the Rambam among other Rambams here in Perek Yud Gimel. We'll get back to the Rambam exactly how Shiluach HaKan is done by the Shem a little bit later. So now let's get to where we're up to. Ikat Da'ami. We're in a second version, trying to back up or ask a raya on the statement we had at the beginning of the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Marav. Rav Yehuda Marav said that if the bird is on branches above the eggs, Yoshev is bein shnei rov de ilan, so you see if they can be removed or not. That was the statement of Yehuda Marav. So we had run Raya with one version where we asked the kasha, then we gave an answer. So Ikat Amrei Lema Messiah. Let's try to bring it as a Raya to start off with. Haisa Yoshev is bein nehen, patur milashaleach. The Tosefta says that if the bird is sitting between them, But above them, so there is a chiyuv. And the Tosefta ended off with, if it's flying, hovering, so then, even if the wings are touching, it's still going to be pater. Because it's mo'ofefes. So my love al gaben dumya debeneim. So shouldn't we compare above to next to? Ma beneihem delo noga alaihu. Just like between them, that's a case where there's no touching, and that's why pater af al gaben delo noga alaihu. So to al gaben, the only case is delo noga alaihu, that there is no touching going on. It's still chayif. Find a rov the Elon, and that's the exact case that Rav Yehuda Marav was talking about. It's a raya. Yesterday we asked it as a kasha. We had a different diuk. The Gemara says, lo, al gabeim dumi dibeneim, compare it the other way. Al gabeim compared to bineim, ma bineim dinogabuhu, al gabeim dinogabuhu, only if it's touching, of a rov the Elon pater, rov the Elon, meaning if it's above on branches and it's not touching, it'd be pater, so it would be against Rav Yehuda Marav, no raya. Meaning it could be. Ihachi, 1 second, if that's true, adiktoni seifa, so in the next case of the Tosefta, why does it say, haisamo fefes of afilu knafen no goes pekan pater, if it's hovering, that even if the wings are touching pater, listi rov de ilan, vikoshkin mo fefes, say the case of rov de ilan, right, even though if it's similar to Ravitza, right, it's sitting there, and surely Mofefes is going to be pater, right? Sitting is more of a reason. Stationary is more of a reason to assume there'll be a chiyuv. So if that's pater, then kol shekein Mofefes. Answer, Mofefes, it's strichle. The afilu knafe no goes bakan patum l'shaleach. Even if it's touching, still, there's going to be a p'tor l'shaleach. It's the thing. So even if it's touching, doesn't always mean a closer connection. Right, touching but hovering could be worse than sitting and not touching. Are you stationary? If there's no stationary, so then it could be that you're gonna move in a second. So that's not called the mother with the eggs. And now we get back to the final question we also asked. But isn't that against our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said that if there is touching between the wings and the bird, chayav l'shalech, amar v'yehuda, ki katani mastitza menogei menatzad. That's only talking about menatzad, right? If it's touching menatzad, that's where there's no chiyav. If it's touching on top, there would be a chiyav. Okay, so this takes us till to the two dots. Again, there's a lot of symbolism, as we've spoken about in this parak, about birds. If you remember the Maharal, I don't know if we mentioned this a couple of days ago in the beginning of the parak, but the Maharal notes that often Bnei Yisrael are compared to birds in Tanakh. Number of times they were compared to birds, and in Chazal, right? What does the Gemara say in Shabbos? They were compared to Yonah. Remember, that's the end of Elisha Bal Kanafayim. Sugi where Elisha ran away with the tefillin. That's a very halachic gemara, trying to figure out many halachas about, are you allowed to be moser nefesh voluntarily for something that's not one of the big three? Is that a raya lakana lakana? So the gemara there, if you remember, Elisha Bal Kanafayim was moser nefesh for tefillin, and that's why he became known as Elisha Bal Kanafayim. He took off his tefillin, he put it behind his back, and the governor said, you know, what do you have on your back? Nothing, I have nothing. Show me. And what happens? He shows, and they turn into kanfeyona. Right? Pamachas gazo machas risha gazo al Yisrael, shkol miniach tefillin al rosho, yikra es mocho, v'yalisha miniach tefillin, v'yotza lashuk, v'ro kaster echad, ratz milafanav. He ran after him, ki even shigi et slo not the mershav avsam biyado, amale ma biyadcha, amalo kanfeyona. Pashat es yado, v'nimsu ba kanfeyona. So did he know that it was going to be an ace? Did he cause the ace? Right, often the Gemara said over, he had it on his back, and then he took it out, oh, it became kanfeyona. The lashon of the Gemara is that he said, what is in your hand? And even before he opened his hand, he said kanfeyona. As if he had such emuna that there would be the nes. He willed the nes. He willed the nes. Kanfeyona. And he opened his hands, zipsu kanfeyona. Leficha chayikona so bal kanfayim. And why kanfeyona? Because the Gemara says, Mishum tedamya knesis Yisrael liyona. Shenemar kanfeyona nechba v'kesef, v'avarseh v'yirakra charutz, ma yona zoom, knafeha meginos aleha. Just like this yona, its wings protect it. Af Yisrael mitzvos meginos alehen. So too Yisrael, mitzvos protect it. Mitzvos are our protection. Torah is also our protection. But here the Gemara says, mitzvos are protection, and that's why we're compared to kanfeyona, that the wings. Right, that's the again, different pshatim. Some of the other rishonim also give other pshatim. What exactly is the protection of the wings? But anyway, the Maharal talks about the uniqueness of birds and why Bnei Yisrael are compared to birds. And we know this mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is dafka by a bird. Right, we don't find it by other animals, even ones that lay eggs. Where we don't find it anywhere else. So again, it might be that how many kosher animals are there that have eggs, right? So we have birds. Most of the other ones are not kosher. Snakes, bahu, fish. You're not going to have of related to a fish on top. Okay, so it might be a technical reason, but obviously there was something deeper as well, and that is the comparison to Am Yisrael and the symbolism. Right? There's so much in Brachas and Megillah about the uniqueness. Are we going to be matal kinnah b'mayis habreishis, birds as a symbol of all animals? But the Maharal writes that birds have this power of wings, as we just read. Wings can go up to Shamayim. And wings make birds a unique animal above any other, and above even humans. Right? Birds can fly up to Shamayim. No other animal could get close. So it's very spiritual. A bird has a very spiritual power. And yet, the Maharal discusses, if a bird has a broken wing, and therefore can't fly, and the bird's walking around on the ground, it's not going to live that long. What do you mean? All other animals live fine without wings. But why should it die? The answer is because if this bird has so much potential and power to fly to the heavens, if it can't, then it's worse than even other terrestrial animals that cannot fly up to the heavens. And that's the mashal to Am Yisrael. We have such power, we have such wings to fly up to the heavens. But if we don't use those wings, then we're worse than anybody else. Right, and that's the lashon that the Maharal focuses on in Ksubis, Samach Vav or so, where Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai meets one of the earlier daughters of one of the aristocrats, and she's gathering dung amongst the donkeys, and he says, Ashrechem Yisrael, praised are you Yisrael, Bisman Shahusim Rasona Shalmakom, there's nobody above you, and Bisman that you're not doing Rasona Shalmakom, then we're the worst. Uma Shvela Bezuya. So why does that start off with the two words Ashrechem Yisrael? It was such a terrible thing that he met this girl. The answer is no, but he sees the power. He sees the potential, Ashrechem Yisrael. And that's where he compares it to, if we could get so low, we could get so high. And that's the mashal of birds that are mentioned throughout Tanakh. And that's this parak. This parak has a lot of messages of birds. Koshiluch HaKan, we mentioned the Zohar, that when the bird cries, Hashem remembers and has Rachmanis on Bnei Yisrael. Right? That's it's a lot of symbolism to this mitzvah. Okay. Ein Shem Efroach, V'chulu, or Ein Shem, the girsa that we had was Ela Efroach Echad. Even though in the Torah, the words used are Efrachim or Beitzim, plural, but even if it's only one, there's still a mitzvah. Amalei humirabana l'rava, Eima Ifcha. Maybe we should say the opposite. Ein Shem, Ela Efroach Echad. Right, we include, what did the Mishnah include? It included even one, and excluded eggs that would not be, or chicks that would not be able to have other chicks, right? So how do you know to exclude those and to include those, right? We included one, and we excluded those that are muzaros. How do you know? So ema ifcha ein sham ela efroch echad obeitza achas patim l'shalayach. Maybe you should need more than one to be eaten on efrochim obeitzim v'leka, and you only have one. Hayusham efrochim africhim obeitzim muzaros chayav l'shalayach. Shneimar kan mikol makom. Why does kan include one and exclude muzaros? Boy, and she said the opposite. So imkein nichtav krav aim rovetzes alehem. If that was true, you should just say the word alehem, not specify. My v'ha'em rovetes al ha'efrochim al ha'o al ha'beitzim. Why do you have to be so explicit? La'akushe efrochim le'beitzim u'beitzim le'efrochim. To compare, the beitzim have to be like the efrochim, able to be molded, and if they can't, so they'll be excluded. So that's why we exclude those and include even one chick or one bird. Good. Says the Mishnah. Shalcha v'chazra afilu arba v'chamisha pa'amim chayef. What happens if you send away the mother and the mother came back? Send away the mother and the mother came back. So then, chayiv, so you were still chayiv to send away, even though you already did the mitzvah, but you still have to send the mother away. That's the double lashon, shenei amar, shaleach tishalach es ha'im. You have to send it away again and again. Right, we have the double lashon. Remember the Gemara Bamitzia says very often, shaleach tishalach, and many other ha'anik ta'anik, and other double lashonos, whether we're medayik from the double lashonos or dibra torah kolashim b'nei adam. The Gemara has the machlokas there. But there are many shitas in Shas that are medayik by the double lashon to teach the halacha. Like here, Omar hareini notel eshaim u'mashalech hasabanim. What if somebody wants the mother? Somebody wants the mother and wants to take to the mother and sends away the offspring. Chayiv. No. He's chayiv in the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is to send away the mother and take the kids. So if you didn't send away the mother, send away the mother now. Right? Chayiv, you're chayiv to send away the mother. Shenehemar, shalech to shalach esaim. Right? Again, something learned out from the double lashon. Not al asabanim vehechziran lakan. What happens if you took the banim without sending away the mother? Then you put them back viakarka chazraim alehen, and then the mother comes back. So then, you are potter, because when you put it back, right, once you took them, so then they're yours, as Rashi says. The kan will be considered mizuman if it is no mitzvah. Zaki kare, once you pick up the eggs. And therefore, there is no mitzvah. There is a lumdish question, in the Achronim. V'shaleach v'shalach afilu mea pa'amim. How many mitzvahs are you doing? Let's take it the other way. Hashavas aveda. Let's say somebody lost an item, right? So there also it says, you should surely, a double lashon, hashev tashiv, you should surely return. So you lost it, somebody loses an item, so I return it to them. And then they lose it again. And I return it again. So that's clearly two mitzvos. If I returned it and they had it back, and now they lose it again, so that's two. It's the same mitzvah twice, but it's two different mitzvos. What about here? What about if the mother keeps coming back? How many mitzvos is that? Five times. Is that five mitzvahs or is that one mitzvah? Nafgamina. What if I did it the first time, then I want to be mechabit somebody else to do the mitzvah? Did I do the mitzvah already? Or have I not done the mitzvah yet until the mother permanently does not come back? So that is a question of what, legab nafgamina, legabit the bracha. If there is a bracha on Shiluach HaKan, would you make separate brachas by each one? This is a question that we could ask by many, many, extended mitzvos. So here there are different actions. When there's a different action, you can for sure ask the question. What about by kibud avim? What if I did kibud avim five different things in a row? Is that one mitzvah? Is that five mitzvahs? Is there a new mitzvah every single day? Or is it one mitzvah all a person's life? Right? How many mitzvos? And it just keeps expanding. Also a question, Rebbe Chanan, I think, deals with this. But this is a question that's asked here for sure because of the double lashon, because the situation somewhat changes. The bird left, but then it came back. So that is a question. If you look in the Rashi here, Rashi says on the middle case, if somebody takes the mother, you still have to send away the mother. So Rashi says, because the lotika cha'im, right? Don't take the mother. The Rambam in Lo Tasei Shinvav says, if you took the mother and the sons together, what about that case? Here it just says if you took the notel asa'im and mishalech asabanim, you have to send away the mother. Right? It sounds like for the Rambam, maybe there'll be a chilik between the asay and the los asay in terms of that. But again, if you look there in los asay shinvav. Good. Let's do the Gemara. Amalehumi Rabban al-Rava. Ve'im ha-shaleach chada zimna tishalach tre zimnin. How do you know over and over again? Maybe it's twice. Maybe shaleach tishalach. Once, twice. Amale shalach afilu mea pa'amim. No, we darshan shalach. Even one word means many times. As Rashi says, shalach la'ola mashma. V'ribui tishalach la'hachi hu da'asa. Right? It's just, it means a lot. Tishalach, ein li ela l'dvar rishus. I might think that only if you're taking the eggs for a dvar rishus do you have to send away the mother. L'dvar mitzvah minayin. How do I know that even if I'm taking the birds for a dvar mitzvah, I still have to, or the mother, right? The question in the Rishonim. Rashi says, Ainly ditzarach shiluach el varshus var mitzvah kigon kan yoledes v'taharas mitzora. So how do you know in a mitzvah situation you also have to do this? Tamalomar tishalach mikol makom. Right, even though mikol makom you always have to, even for a dvar mitzvah. The Bali Musar say the you can learn from this halacha that the ends don't always justify the means. Right, just because you're doing it for the mitzvah, okay, whatever, I'll do it. I'm doing it for the mitzvah. Doesn't matter how I get it. Doesn't matter what I do. No. The means have to be kosher as well. The ends don't justify the means, and therefore, even for a dvar mitzvah, you still have this halacha. So now the Gemara says, but 1 second, don't we have a mechanism to help us out here? Amalei Rabbi Abba, Brid Rabbi Yosef Barava, L'Rav Kahana. Rabbi Abba, the son of Brid Rabbi Yosef Barava, says to Rav Kahana, Ela Taimit, the Kadr Rachmana Teshalach, only because there's a limud, because you have a special pasuk, that is why you know that Shiluach HaKan is doches, so to speak, the mitzvah. Halav hachi, hava mina l'dar mitzvah lo. Without the pasuk, you would have thought that you wouldn't be able to take it for a dvar mitzvah, right? If you wanted to take it for a dvar mitzvah, you wouldn't have a mitzvah. But 1 second, asei velosa asei, who? Ve'en asei, dochalosa asei v'asei. But shiluch hakan is an asei and a losa asei. So why would I have even had a hava mina that, let's say, shiluch mitzora? I want this bird to use for the mitzora process. Whatever it is. So I would have thought that mitzvah is doche, Shiluch HaKan, but Shiluch HaKan is an asei and a los asei. And we know asei doche los asei, but ein asei doche los asei v'asei. So why would I even have had a havamina that it would be doche? So the Gemara answers, lo tricha da'avar v'shakla la'aim. No, the chiddush is in the case where you already took the mother. De'lav avrei. You already violated the aveira. You already took the aim. So now what's left? Now you're holding the mother. So all that's left is an asay. So let's say you have the asay of sending and you have the asay of tzipari mitzora. Asayhu de'ika. All that's left is the asay. So then we would have thought, leisi asay, velitche asay. Maybe the asay should be docha the asay. And we would have thought that the asay of mitzora would be docha the los asay of shalach to shalach. Kamash malan, that's what the pasuk teaches me, that no, you send you send it away even in that case. Good, let's just continue a little more and then we'll come back to asay docha los asay. So honey chalaman, this whole lumdis works according to the following opinion, laman de tani kimo velo kimu. Machlokes and Meseches Makos. Meseches Makos, we know there is a lav, as the Gemara is getting into now, called a lav hanitek la'asei. Right, a lav that can be fixed by an asei. So we know there's no malchus on a lav hanitek la'asei. The question is that total, no malchus? What happens if I destroy the possibility of fulfilling the asei? Bitlo velo bitlu. Is the malchus for not doing the mitzvah, or is the malchus for destroying the possibility of doing the mitzvah? Right, bitlo velo bitlu. Only if I'm vatel or kimo v'lo kimo, as long as I'm not makayim it, I'm already going to get malchus. And if I do the mitzvah, then I'm going to remove the chiyuv of malchus. Right? That's the question of, is it just the maisa aveira that itself is not enough to be makayim malchus? Or the maisa aveira is enough, but there's a ptur. Kind of, if you would do the assay. So, hani chalamada tani kimo v'li kimo, if I say that even if I didn't do the mitzvah asay, I'm going to get malchus. So then you could say, yes, lav avrei. Right? How did we just interpret the psukim of shaleach to shalach? What's the havamino? You've already done the aveira. So if you say kimo v'lo kimo, you've already done the aveira. It's already nechshav because you don't have to not do the mitzvah, according to this opinion. But according to the opinion that says you're only going to get malchus if you destroy the possibility of doing the asay, so then here you haven't violated yet. So kama de lo shachta lo avrei lo lav. So you really haven't fully violated the lav. So then we're back to the original question. What's the havamina? Ein asay docha lo sasay vasay. You still haven't violated the lo sase fully, and therefore we would be back to the original question in the Gemara. The Aruch Laner discusses there in Makkos, does the same person have to be mevatel the assay that did the lo sase at the beginning? What if one person does the lo sase and another person is mevatel the possibility of doing the assay? So he has that discussion. Okay, either way, that's one question. Visu, and furthermore, another question, l'Rabbi Yehuda da'amar shaleach meikara mashma, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as we're going to have, Rabbi Yehuda says shaleach means that only originally, send away the mother. Once you took the mother, there is no mitzvah. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Shaleach Miyakar Mashma, Afilu Asei Nami Leka, there's also no Asei left to do. So either the Los Asei has not been violated yet, or there is no more Asei to do, therefore what's the Havamina that we would say that Shaleach is Doche, the mitzvah of Mitzora. So, the Gemara says, fine, different shot that we're gonna have to give. In terms of this, Ella Amar Mar Baravashi, Kigon, a different answer, Kagon shenotla manas l'shaleach. The case where the pasuk has to teach me that the mitzvah of shiloh hakan is doche is the following case. When you took the mother, you took the mother amanas l'shaleach. De lav leka, there is no aveira there. Asehu deika, all there is the asay now, because you didn't violate. V'leisi asay, v'lidche asay. So that was the havamina, that we should say, possibly, that the asay mitzora should be doche the los asay of shiloh hakan, and therefore, that's why you need the pasuk of shalech to shalach to teach me that that wouldn't be the case. So the Gemara says, again, why would one be doche the other? My ome da hayase me hayase. Why would I have thought that mitzora is doche? Well, why would I have thought? Rabbi Chanan writes, maybe you would have thought there's a choice. If you have two assays to do, so do whichever one. Rabbi Chanan writes in Kovetz Aretz, Ches Yud. In Ches Yud, he discusses this possibility that you would have a choice. The Efsher Lomar, he says, maybe you would, he talks about this case, maybe let's just wait a second, let's just finish the Gemara, and then we'll quote the question. Let's just finish. So the Gemara says, Salket, my omen hayase me hayase, Salket daitach, hoel va amar mar. Godol shalom shenish le ishto, shari amar torah shvosh la kodesh barachu shat the mekdushi imachal amayim. We know, by sota, Hashem allows his great name to be erased for shalom bayis, vahay mitzora, and the mitzora also is related to shalom bayis. Kiva de kama de lo mitaher aser betash b'shamita. Since while a person is a mitzora or a mitzoras, they have to sit outside the camp and they're aser betash b'shamita. Dichsiv ayashem michutz la'alo shivas yamim ahalo zu ishto bikancha aser betash b'shamita. And therefore mahu de tema kiva de aser betash b'shamita leisi asei dedei v'lidche asei dishiloh hakan. I would have thought that the asei mitzora is doche the los asef shiloh hakan. Kamash malam, we say no. Kamash malam, we say it's not doche. It's not doche because that's not a value, or there's something else. Maybe there's a different shalom bayis of Am Yisrael by shiloh hakan. Remember, based on that Zohar, Kadosh Baruch Hu was rachmanis on the whole nation. So maybe that's a greater shalom bayis than just this specific shalom bayis between a husband and a wife. Whatever the kamash malam is, you know, you could interpret it. But again, one doesn't have to reject the svara of the havamina out of hand. Okay, couple of points to mention. Just on this last point, when we talk about the Isser of Tashmish Amita, we had one Rav Sarotskin yesterday, so today we have another. The Azayin LaTorah discusses relating to the Isser of Tashmish Amita and Heterim and Isurim. Fascinating Ha'ara. The Pasuk in Va'eschanan says, Shuvu lachem la'ahalechem. After Har Sinai, we were told to go back to our tents, and Eino Alela Ishto, as the Gemara says here. And therefore, we could go back even after 3 days of separation before Maimon Har Sinai, Shlosh Yimei Hagbala. Here he has the Heter. Parenthetically, this is the source, according to the Meshech Chachma, for the principle of Gershon Izgarika and Shenol Adami. Right? Nowhere in Shas does it quote a Pasuk. What is the source? That a Ger that converts is not related to any of his relatives. It's like a fresh start. That a Svara? Maybe it's a Svara. But the Gemara assumes it. But there are different suggestions given what the source is. The Meshech Chachma here says this is the suggestion, because some of them were married to some of the Isuri Arayos. So how could they go back to their tent? Shuvu lochem la'alechem. How could they all go back to their wives? Some of them now are illicit relations based on the new Torah that was just given. Kamash v'lan, Gershon is Gar, Kanchen Olodami. They all had a new status. But the Rav Sarotskin on this pasuk in Vaschanan wonders why when it comes to the Isser, beforehand, it says, Al tikshu el isha. Hashem is explicit. Well, when it comes to the heter, it doesn't even have to say the heter of go back to your wives, just go back to your tents. And as the Argamar says, Einol el ishto. Why do you have to be explicit by the Isser and implicit by the heter? Says Rav Sarotskin, because by heterim, we're going to figure out the heter, one way or another. Even if it's not explicit, we'll figure it out. Isurim? No, unless something said mefurish. You know, maybe we won't want to accept it, we won't look to accept it. Fascinating psychological insight. Royal hisponeh, sheheter nomar beremez, la'ahalechem. V'ya isur meforash, al tikshu alisha. V'bnei shalheter yesh ozen kasheves. V'lev mevin remazim. V'ilu remez le'isur, ein hakol mevinim. V'halavai sheyeh isur nishma, kshu nomar besafa brura. Halavai, we should listen to Yisurim when it said beferish. Umikan shamochiach b'shara l'inyani nida lo yachush l'divrei ha'omrim shein darshim b'zeh barabim el baremez shein Moshe Rabbeinu Amar b'shem Hashem l'kei yikol Yisrael tikshor Elisha v'os tapik v'ramazim. If he says, that's why shuvu l'chem aleichem said b'derech remez, as is quoted here. The sugya that's brought up, ein asei doche lo sasei vasei, as is just mentioned here, Tosfos discusses that, whether this relates to the machlokes rishonim, between the Riva and others. Tosfos wonders. We know, asei doche lo sasei, be ein asei doche lo sasei vasei. Ask the rishonim, and this is what Tosfos deals with. Ein asei doche lo sasei vasei. What if I do it anyway? What if I do it anyway? Do I get malchus? Did I violate the lo sasei? I wasn't supposed to do it. Ein asei doche lo sasei vaasei. Do I still get malchus for that? Do I say the asei did nothing? Or no? It knocked out, the asei is doche lo sasei, and you still have an asei, that's why you shouldn't have done it. So that's a discussion, and that relates, obviously, to the chakira, that is discussed by the Rishonim already. How do you even look at asei doche lo sasei? Right? Do we say that asei doche lo sasei is what we call dechuya? The iser still exists, but you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to push it aside. You've got to push it aside. Or do we say no? B'makom asei, there is no lo sasei. You're not violating. It's a shiur, it's an internal limit within the avera. We have that by specific averos. This is saying it by general. We have it by specific averos. Remember the Ran and Maseches Gittin. The Ran and Maseches Gittin discusses the isser of freeing one slave. One is not allowed to free one slave. La'olam b'hem tavodu, in Eved Kenani. So ask the Ran, ask all the Rishonim, eyes, hadid or Belazar, Meshach or Avdo to get a minion. Gemara and Brachas. Right? Meshach or Avdo for a minion. How do you do that? Right? Asidor alos asid, the Gemara calls it Mitzvah Avera. But what about Lolo Mem Tavodu, Mitzvah Darabim Shani? What does that mean? So the Ran says the Lundus is, the Isser of Lolo Mem Tavodu is only for no reason. If you have a good reason, there is no Isser of Lolo Mem Tavodu. It's not a Dechia, it's an internal limit. There is no Isser of Lolo Mem Tavodu. Or some say Lo Sechanim. Not to give non-Jews a stronghold, a foothold in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that's only for Chanaya, that means Matnas Chinam. But if there's some other type of internal reason, then there's no Isser. Again, it's not a Dechia, but it's from within. So the same question is asked in general when we have Asi Docha Lo Sasei. Right? Do we say the Asei pushes off the Lo Sasei? I'm allowed to do it. Same question by Pikuach Nefesh, same question as Tumah Hotshav Tzibur. But do we say it's pushed off, or do we say that it doesn't exist? This, the clearest formulation of what we would call Chutra, that it doesn't exist, is in, I think I was Maramis to this already yesterday, the day before, the Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon in Shabbos, Shabbos Kuf Lama Gimel, where the Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon uses the Lashon, printed on the page here. He says, Ki lo sa'asei eino shave b'chol davar. Ella miyuchadhi. It is specific. V'chi atzivui shenomar acharav hu tnai alav. V'chi lo bo lahazir ella alavishas kilayim chutz mi mitzvah tzitzis. The iser of shanis is only when you're not doing it with tzitzis. Aval kol ma shehu me'urav mechuti pishtani metala shel tzemer shehu mitzvah eino nichnas bizuha azhara. It doesn't enter into the Avera. That's a very strong Lashon. It's not Asur. If it's involved in a mitzvah, Eino nichnas bezu asara. Elo mutterhu. V'yamru chachamim shedavar ze ikaru shenisma cholav. V'chi kol azhara she'eni makare shebatora. Kachi darka shbeish she'ira chiyah mitzvah sasei. Nidche ha'asara she'ilo sasei. V'nekayim atzivui shehu asei. V'tavo mitzvah sasei v'titcha lo sasei. Ki asara shalav al ze hatnai ne'emra. It's conditional. Ubazeh hapirish shapirashnu yasir mi libcha safi gadol shemistafkin bo bnei adam v'shoalin alav v'chish v'omer. This answers the bomb kasha. What's the kasha? Isn't a lo sasei more chomer than an asei? It's much worse to violate an aveira than not to do a mitzvah. So why do we say asei docha lo sasei? So api hashkafa, the Ramban writes in Yisro, aseis are from avas Hashem and lo sasei are from yiras Hashem and avas greater than yira and aseis docha lo sasei. So that's more on a hashkafic area. But Rabbi Nisim says, no. The reason is because when it's an asei, there is no lo sasei. It's not that you're violating. There is no lo sasei. V'husha omer me'achaj on a yodim sha'azhar is lav kasha mitzivi asei, hechyav asei v'yedcha asara shalav, shehu chamura mi menu. Umiderach hayadua shachomer docha akal velo od elishvamim sheolal da'etan sheish binyan hazeh inyan chaz inyan chazara v'davar rishon v'chulu. And he says that's what there's no iser, and because there is no iser, that is why it is not a problem. So that chakira relates to whether one would get malchus in this case. Would one get malchus for ein asei doche los asei vasei? And you could say it in both ways. You could say it in different ways. You could say, well, if it's hutra, so then this los asei doesn't exist. And if you're not going to get malchus. Right? Mashekin, if it's just dechuya, you're not allowed to do it. The los asei still exists. So therefore, if you do it, you can get malchus. Right? You might argue on that and say, even if you say hutra, if it has an as, generally, but if it has an assay that teams up with it, you know, then maybe you can't say hutra in this case. It doesn't disappear. Because you see, it's a more chomor los assay. See, it's a more chomor los assay. Okay, a lot to mention there. It also might relate to, is the assay to be mechazik the los assay? Is the los assay to be mechazik the assay? Are they related to each other? And the like. Okay, says the Mishnah here, the last, second to last Mishnah in the Masechta. Hanotel aim al habanim. Oh, just one final point on the shalom bias and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moche shmo. Right, the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky notes in Parshas Naso, the idea behind Isha Sota is deeper than we would think. Right, we think sometimes on the surface, and Isha Sota, what are we doing with a, what are we making her do this for? And again, the man is punished, the Boel is punished wherever he is also. But why are we doing this? So explains to Yaakov Kamenetsky, we're doing this to save the marriage. Not just on the surface, to save the marriage, to get it back together. But if the, man and the woman, if the man has certain chashos that the woman has not been faithful, so how is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how is it that this man is ever going to trust his wife? She'll say from today till tomorrow, nothing happened. But how would it ever be able, how would this family ever be able to come back to each other? Explains the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, explains the Emes LeYaakov, because it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechvodo uva'atzmo himself is testifying that nothing happened. That's what Isha Sota is doing. Sheteva ha'adam, shim nichnas b'libo eze michshad al ishto, shuv lo yetzi ha'savim yilibo la'olam. It'll be libo nokvo. Ela imkein HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyacho bechvodu v'atzmo mavtiyach lo sh'amna mitahora. And even though al pishar dini ha'tor, pishnai made them yakum davar, mikom makom, even if the husband hears from two witnesses that his wife was not mezaneh, he'll still won't believe it totally. Adayin lo yamin legamrei, dineman sheedim ugziras akasuv, aval lerigshe ulechashde habal lo yoelze, viyafilum yavo navi viyagid b'shem Hashem shlo zinse ishto. Hari anu mitzuvin lahamin b'divrei navi, but it doesn't go to the emotions. V'teva adam binyanam elu shlo yitzi achash melibo elam kinu batuach bofan davar mitziuti. So you know how we could get to that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself testifying, and that's the message of yimachesh shmo al hamayim. The deeper idea of Yimachesh Shmo al Hamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is testifying that nothing happened. Good, a lot more about Asi Dochalos Asei, but we will continue. Says the Mishnah, Hanotelim Rabbanim, if somebody takes the mother, right, does not do what the Torah says to do. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lokav Eino Mishaleach. Rabbi Yehuda says, you get Malchus. You violated, there's no mitzvah of Shiluach. As we'll see in the Gemara, he says the mitzvah of Mishaleach is only originally. Once you take the mother, then tough, you violated. If you took the mother, it's a lav hanidak la'asei. You violated, but send away the mother, and therefore you won't get malchus. Lav hanidak la'asei does not get malchus. It's not dumya de lav de chasima. Boy, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Taima de Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda that once you take the mother, you're going to get malchus? So, Taima Rabbi Yehuda Mishun Desavar Lav Anita Shanita Glase Lokan Alav. Does he argue fundamentally that he holds you get Malkus and Alav Anita Glase? Odil Mano. Bialma Savar Lav Shanita Glase A Lokan Alav. He agrees. You're not going to get Malkus by Alav Anita Glase. Vahacha Hainu Taimo Mishun Desavar Shalech Meikara Mashma. Or, is it a Chiddush in Lav Anita Glase or is it a Chiddush in Shiloh HaKan? Right? Shiloh HaKan is Mashma. He thinks the mitzvah is only originally, meaning this is not Alav Anita Glase. So does he say, you get malchus, or does he say this is not? So Tashma, Ganef and Gazlan, Yeshnam Bechal Malkus, Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says a Ganef and a Gazlan could get Malkus. The Ahaka Dalachi Deklasehu, Drachman Amalo Sigzol, Feishav Zagzela. So, that's definitely a lava de Deklasei. So Shma Mino, time of Rabbi Yehuda, Mishun Deklasei, Lava Shidi Deklasei, Lokan Alav. It must be that he says that you get Malkus for a lava de Deklasei. So, Raya. So, Amalei Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera says, no, lava mina lechu. Didn't I tell you already? Komasnisa. Shlo tanya bei Rabbi Chiya bei Raboshia v'shaveshtahi. If there is a Tosefta, if there is a Brisa that Rabbi Chiya and Raboshia didn't put together, then it's a mistake. It's not authoritative. V'lo tosfu minei bei Medrusha. Don't bring it to the base Medrush. Meaning, there were later other Tanoim that made mistakes. Dilma eina bechlal malkas arbam tanya. Maybe you have it wrong. He didn't say you get Malkus for Gnev and Gzela. You don't get Malkus for Gnev and Gzela. And therefore, don't bring me any rice. Right? Rashi's Lashon here. Vatanoim ta'u begirsasam la'achar zman. Right? It could be that there was a mistake. There's a mistake in the Misora of that rice. It's an important discussion in the Noda Yehuda. Yaredeya tinyana kuf samach aleph. Right, we discussed this in the context of this in the past, right? It's the case of a Maisa Avera Baratzon in a situation of Ones. Right, that was that Shuva, the Nodeb Yehuda. Remember, there was a group of Jews, 50 Jews, that were taken captive and the Anas was going to kill all of them. One woman was able to seduce and be Mizana with a man and that way save all of the people. A, did she do the right thing? B, is she Asura Labayla? That's that Shuva. But at the end of that Shuva, there's a Tosefta that is discussed in that Shuva. So, the Noda Behuda here discusses whether you can learn halacha from Toseftas or Midrashim. So he says, if you have a Tosefta that's not against Shas, then no problem. If it's against something, so then it is a problem. Like here, they changed it. Right? A Tosefta. A Medrash, there's never a hechrach to learn halacha, even if it's not against anything in Shas. That's the language of the Noda B'Yehuda. U'masharatza lomar lomod halacha l'maisa min agada u'midivri ha-medrash b'makam she'in gemara soseres? Maybe not. Ani omer da'afta Yerushalmi kalinu yachan mikomakam la'bachad ha-machle machtinu. U'ma inyin ha-medrash eitzel ha-tosefta. Ha-tosefta ikara la-halachos. The Tosefta was written for halacha. It's ikar and important. Aval ein ikar kavanasam al piske halachas lochein ein lemedim mehem lipsak halacha klal. Right, there are a number of agados that we learn halacha from sometimes. Right, there's a medrash agada that has the bracha of Baruch Shep Tarani that's learned out from a medrash halacha medrash agada. The idea of pain in by a bris milah is learned out from a medrash agada. Right, so there's different. I got this, but that's an important line of the Noda Behuda relating to Reb Chiya and Reb Oshia. Tashma, let's try again then. Again, we're trying to figure out what Reb Yehuda's svara is. Is Reb Yehuda, does he say chayiv if you take the mother? Because he says, lava nitik laseh, you're chayiv? Or he says, this is not a lava nitik laseh. So Tashma, the Tani Reb Oshia, Reb Chiya. So here, they said it, Reb Oshia, Reb Chiya. Lo tashuv, by the mitzvah of shichacha. The only mitzvah you can perform by not realizing it. Right, lo, right, love, but when you drop it. There's an isser to go back. But lo tashuv vishav. If somebody's, right, there's isser to go back and he went back. Lo sechaleh, don't cut off the corner of your field for pay of a chaleh. And he did. Yeshna b'chal malkas arbaim, div Reb Yehuda. Isn't that a raya? Shva mina, time of Reb Yehuda, mishun dekasavar, lav shiitik laseh lo kena lav. Right? Isn't peya and shechacha, aren't those lo saseis nitik laseis? And therefore, doesn't that prove that Reb Yehuda says lokin? Answer, no. Dil mahasam, haynu tam, diksavar, Ta'azov me'ikar mashva. No, he understands those psukim as not a lavani deklase. The mitzvah sase there comes before the lo sase. Ta'azov me'ikar mashva. Good. Amle Ravina Ravashi, Tashma, next try. Lo sase rimenod boker v'gomer. Bo'esh disrofu, the mitzvah of burning nosar. Ba'akasa l'itinaseacha lo sase lo malachashin lo kana lav. Divre Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says you don't get malchus for nosar. So the first try the other way, and it works. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shiloh HaKan is not a lav hanitzak la'aseh. Shalech means send it away originally. You took the mother, you violated, period. The Mishnah sounds that way. Because Rabbi Yehuda says there's no point in sending now. And if you say the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is you get malchus for alav nifgase, he should still do the mitzvah. You're going to get malchus for it. But why does it say eno mishalech? It must be there is no mitzvah. So the Gemara says maybe that's not such a foolproof raya. V'dil mahakika mar b'masisan. A niftar adamalkinle. No, it doesn't mean that he doesn't send it away, but it just means that it doesn't matter whether he sends it or not. He's still going to get malchus. Period. Ad kama mishalcha. What is this question? According to Rashi, we'll go to Rashi's pshat. It means if you took the mother, how far do you have to send it away? How far do you have to be mekayim the mitzvah now? The Rishash wonders, why isn't this just the original? How far do you have to send it in the first place? So some achronim say, well, maybe to send it in the first place is just a little bit. If you've already violated, so maybe that's why you have to send it even further. So that's the Rishash's question and the other Hara. So I'm Rav Yehuda, k'dei shetetzi mitachas yado. It has to be far enough that you can't just grab it back. You can't just grab it back. B'amei mishalcha. What does that mean? B'amei mishalcha. Rashi has two deis. Rashi, b'amei mishalcha, berega. What do you have to, what part of you do you have to do the mitzvah with? Or what part of the animal? Do you have to do the mitzvah with? Meaning, do you have to pick up, do you have to touch the animal and then send it away? What about just shooing it? 2 days in Rashi. 2 days in Rashi, whether you have to touch the animal. The Rambam paskins, you have to touch the animal and then send it away. Hold the animal and then send it away. That's the Rambam's lashon in Hilchos Shechita, like 1 day in Rashi. The Rambam says, Kesa Mishalecha Aim, Ocheiz Bichnafeha Umafricha. That's the Rambam's lashon. That's like 1 day in Rashi. Right? Question is, how do you understand this issue? Chassam Sofer points out here that machlokes. According to Rashi, according to the Maker, then what most Rishonim say, you just have to shoo it away without touching it. Right? Very often, the Mefarshim explain, you never get so close. Right when you get close, it flies away. Let's say it's on a windowsill. So right when you open the window, it flies away. So can you be mechavein before you open the windowsill, before you open the blinds? This act is the mitzvah. It's not that I lost the mitzvah. I am shooing it as I get close. So nafkamina machlokas Rashi Rambam. Good. So b'mem mishalcha rav huna amar baragleha, rav yuda amar be'agafeha, by the leg or by the wings. Rav huna amar baragleha d'chse mishalcha regal asher v'chamor. Rav yuda amar be'agafeha ta knafeha ninu. Right, because that's what it's talking about. Knafeha. Right, so that's, again, Rashi says, is it to grab the leg or to grab the wing? That's what he says, kach shamati. And then he quotes, v'nira be'ena, he quotes another pshat, she'in shiluach zedom l'shiluach regal ashar, v'chulu, he quotes a different pshat. Right, what has to be, not what do you have to do it with? Obviously not different parts of of the person, but what has to be kayam on the animal for there to be a mitzvah. It has to have a wing, or you have to grab the wing. That's the question. Vayta. Ho de gazinu la gapa v'shalcha. What happens if somebody cuts off the wing and sends it away? V'acharkach tafse, there was somebody who did this. De gazinu la gapa v'shalcha. V'acharkach tafse. And then took it. Right? And then what happened? Nagdi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda gave this person malchus. Amrele, zil, ravi la gadfe v'shulcha. Right? Zil, Rashi, ravi la gadfe, hashe otash yigadu la knafe v'tishalchena. Right? What do you mean? Let it grow wings. Let it grow wings and send it away. That's the story. So he gave malchus, and he says, why do you do that? So come on. So who is he suggesting, like, when he gave him malchus and he got upset, he said, let it grow wings. So ikra b'Yehuda lo kevein mishalech. According to b'Yehuda, you've already violated, right? When there's no mitzvah afterwards. V'ikra abana and mishalech vein aloke. According to Rabbanan, why did he give him malchus? Right? Let him just send it away. La'olam k'rabanan o malchus ma'adiz mi d'rabanan. Okay, it was d'rabanan. Really, there was no malchus. It was lavi d'lase, but he gave mi d'rabanan. Rav Gilin Ashas here is bothered. Isn't this a mitzvah shema'an schor b'tzida? We had back on Daf Kofiud, so why should he get malchus b'chlal? Right? There's no punishment on a mitzvah shema'an schor b'tzida. Okay, it's a question that's dealt with by Rav Kivaker. Ha'udas l'kami d'rava, omar lai tima mahu. Somebody asked Rava, what about tima? Tima is a type of kosher bird. Omar, he said, Rava says to himself, Lo yada haigavar dof tahar. Does this person not realize it's an oftar? Chayev l'shluche? So he has to send it. So what's his question? So Amar le Dilma Chada Biyasu Duramya. Maybe he's only asking because it was their derech is only to lay one egg. So that's what he's asking. So Amar le Hayadi l'cha. So that must have been his question. Masisani Ancient Melafroch Echad Obeitza Achas Chayev l'shaleach. So you can send it. Sholcha. So what happened? So the man sent away the tima egg. Vahader le Rava. Pristiki Vatafsa. Rava then sent out traps and Rava grabbed that tima. Why would he dafka grab it? So again, we discussed this a few days ago, I think. Is there any mitzvah to go get that egg or the bird and use it as a mitzvah? Once you use a mitzvah for one thing, use it for something else. Tzitzis strings for bookmarks, lulavs and brim with the chametz. Right, so that's the discussion here. Maybe that's why Rava Dafka went to get it, because he wanted to use it for a mitzvah. But ask the Gemara, Lechesh Lechshada, isn't it a little, looks bad? He says, yeah, you have a mitzvah to send it, and then he went and grabbed it. Right, isn't it a little Lechshad? Kilachar Yad. He set out the traps very far away. So that's why it didn't look so bad. It was okay. Chashuk Echemed here discusses this issue about using it for another mitzvah. Related to that, is there any idea? So he quotes this raya from Rava. He says maybe it's not such a raya. Rava Yashav says maybe it's just to show Talmidim that it's allowed to be grabbed. Not dafka, that you have to use it as a mitzvah. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Last section for today. Yone Shalafa Yone Aliyah. If somebody has birds that flew in from the outside that made their nest in these chicken coops. Chayav Bishiluach. They are Chayav Bishiluach. V'asuras Bishim Gezel. Mishim B'pei Darki Shalom. You have to send them out because it's not considered Mizuman. They flew in from outside. But other people are not allowed to steal it from you because they're in your chicken coop. Darki Shalom. V'i Yisa Lohadam Rav Yosi Rebbe Chanina. And if we hold Rav Yosi Rebbe Chanina. Chatzei Rosh Aladam Kona Lo Shalom Midaito. That if we say that the Kinyan Chatzer is automatic. Kari Kaki. Kari Prala Mizuman. So why is there a mitzvah here? They're now yours. Why isn't that Mizuman? If it's Kinyan Chatzer. Amarav Beitza. Im Yitzias Ruba Hu Dechai B'Shiluach. The egg is Chai B'Shiluach as it comes out. Mikna Lo Kani Ashtiba L'Chatzero. But there's no kinyan chatzer until it falls down into the nest. V'chiktani chayeve. So when this brisa says you're chayev b'shiluach, mikami d'tibal chatzero. It's at that moment that the egg is coming out of the mother and hasn't fallen into the nest yet. That's what the brisa is talking about. Those few seconds. Because it's not yours yet, so it is considered ki yikare. But there is a mitzvah. So Gemara says, 1 second. So if it's not yours yet, yihachi, my asher is b'shem gezo. So why should it be us for anybody to take it? It's not yours yet. Kinyan chatzer didn't happen yet. Ah, imam. You're right, it's talking about the mother. There's no issur of taking the mother. Number one. V'i bayasema or la'olam abeitza. Maybe it's talking about the eggs. What do you mean? So it's not yours yet. Ubeitza, kiva denafik le ruba, daita ilave. His das is on it. You know, it's still darki shalom that you shouldn't be, take the eggs because it is about to be in your rishus. Vahashta, last line. Vahashta, the Amar Rav Yehuda Marav also lezakos bebeitzim she'im ravetzes aleihem. That Rav Yehuda Marav says that it's usher to take eggs that the mother is sitting on. Shenemar shaleach esaim v'hader abanim tikach lecha afilu teima avagav denavala chaseiro. Says Rav Yehuda Marav, I have based on Rav Yehuda Marav, I have another way to answer. Not this so unusual case, so far fetched. This first second is about to fall. It's in the air. No. If it's usur to be zoche in the eggs that the mother is sitting on, so then even if the eggs fell down, but if the mother's sitting on them, there would be an aveira to take the eggs. If there's an aveira to take the eggs, so then the chatzer is not kone. Says the Gemara, kol hecha di'iu mati zochi chatzer nami zochia. Wherever he could be zoche, so then the chatzer is also can be zoche. V'kol hecha di'iu lo mati zochi chatzer nami lo mati zochia le. And if he can't be zoche, the chatzer also can't be zoche. Why? Ein shliach l'dvar avera. We'll get to this better more tomorrow at the beginning of the daf. Ein shliach l'dvar avera. So therefore, if you can't be zoche at this moment, so neither can the chatzer. So if there's a mitzvah, but the kinyan chatzer didn't work. So Gemara says, "Yachi, am I asur b'shem darki shalom?" So 1 second, if the kinyan chatzer didn't work because it would be an avera, so why is it also for anybody else to take it? Why is it gezel? Idishalcha gezama al Yehu. Right? If you sent away, if somebody sends away the mother bird, now it's real gazelle, because now it falls into your chatzer. And it's in your chatzer, and there's no issur to take them anymore. Idiloshalcha shulche boy. And if he didn't send away the mother, then he should send away the mother. So what do you mean? It's asur mishum ibnei darki shalom. Either send away the mother or don't send away the mother. Mimanafshach, it doesn't fit. Not just because darki shalom. So Gemara says, bikatan. Maybe it's talking about a katan, and that's why it's only, there's no isser. Katan bar darki shalom hu. Is there a darki shalom by a katan? The Gemara says, hachi kamar. Aviv shal katan, chayav lahachzir, mipnei darki shalom. The father of the katan has to be machzir, mipnei darki shalom. Maybe we'll start with this again tomorrow. We'll start with this, a lot of issues of shlich dvar avera, and the zechiyah of a katan, and the mitzvah of chinuch. There's a lot of other issues that come up with these last few lines. We ran through them, but we'll start with them again, and then we will finish up, Ezra Shem, tomorrow, the last daf of Shiluach Hakan.